tall now. Others, such as the lupin and the oregano, are only beginning to emerge. Altogether, however, they signaled that it was time to start reclaiming the garden space, at least gradually. Yesterday morning, I pulled out the tarp, spread it out next to the strawberry patch, and began removing the winter mulch. This act of uncovering is like a kind of Christmas for me, revealing the surprise within. As I'd hoped, the strawberry plants had survived the winter in good shape and were now ready with their fresh green stems and leaves for another season bearing fruit. When I'd finished filling the tarp with straw, I moved on to weeding, noticing, of course, how workable the soil was at such an early date. I wondered about water for the coming season. The morning before, I had been at 10,000 feet over Mount Katahdin, shooting pictures of the South Basin. Winds were substantial, and a snow plume 1,000 feet high and several thousand feet long was blowing off the knife edge. Henry David Thoreau begins his 1864 book, The Maine Woods, with the chapter titled Katahdin, spelled K-T-A-A-D-N. He tells us on the first page that Katahdin is an Indian word signifying highest land, and I remembered how snow-capped Mount Katahdin loomed on the horizon 2 days before, on Friday the 13th, when I was making my way up the Penobscot River to shoot various dams and fishways that were scheduled for work in the near future. The dam at Vesey is scheduled for removal, as is the dam at Great Works in Old Town. As I flew over the existing dams, photographing them, I imagined the river without them. Maine poet Kathleen Ellis, in her recent book, Narrow River to the North, speaks from her home in Orono. I have walked out the door of my home place near the confluence of the Stillwater and Penobscot rivers and followed the river and its myriad branches into New England's second largest watershed, which is both my front yard, backyard, and the extensive territory of Maine's North Woods, culminating in the Mount Katahdin Massif and Traveler Range, which held so much appeal for Thoreau in the 19th century. In my garden on Marsh Island, which is surrounded by the Stillwater, a kind of oxbow of the Penobscot, I also imagine the silt that was once part of the river and the connection that the land below Katahdin has to the mountain and to the sky and the weather. And then I imagine the remainder of spring and the transition to summer and my need to keep working the garden to maintain my connection to the earth. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.